Hundreds of followers, men, women and children in all white attire and barefooted are kneeling facing the east on a huge compound of a magnificent white church building as cocks crow to mark another dawn. Comfort Na, known to followers as Prophetess Ilahim, is leading the first of the seven prescribed prayer sessions for the day. Members prostrate as the leader approaches, sprinkling Florida water and blessing them in a local dialect. Then in a chorus, they thank her for the blessings. 31 years ago, Na, then a seamstress, said she was instructed by angels to set up a church that will bring Muslims and Christians together to worship for peace to prevail in the world. She said that revelation saw the birth of Zetahil, which she says is a Hebrew word meaning lean on me for salvation. Daniel Poku is spokesman of Lahim. He talks about other revelations that he says the angels made to Lahim.
And that Christ was born on the 14th of November and not 25th, as other Christians know. And Christ also died on the 11th. And his death is not a blessing, because God was angry when Christ was killed. And that we need to beg for forgiveness. Christ was supposed to have come to stay with us and teach us the way of God, that we should follow and have our salvation. The death is not the salvation for mankind. It is rather a curse for man, which Satan has come to straighten.
Followers also celebrate Ramadan, the Muslim festival. The group believes Abraham had two sons, Isaac and Ishmael. Muhammad, the Islamic prophet, descended from Ishmael. And Jesus, who the group believes is a Christian prophet, descended from Isaac. The group sees followers of Islam and Christianity as being from one family, which must live in peace. During service, those with Christian background sit on chairs and pews, while those of Muslim origin sit on mats. Followers receive Islamic teachings on Fridays and Christian teachings on Sundays. Sermons are preached and interpreted in three Ghanaian languages, as well as English and Hausa. Children are also taught to read both the Quran and the Bible. Opoku, an Orthodox Christian, joined the mission 22 years ago. All his children were born into the church. Nana Sewa is his oldest daughter. The 22-year-old gives Islamic lessons to children in the church. She says, even as a child, she was never confused about the Zetahil doctrine, saying she rather felt unique. She says she reads a lot, and that helps her to better understand the two religions.
There was a book I read, The Secret and Revelation of the Antichrist. And you could realize so many things in that book. There was a part that was like, a woman is the religion. Who is that woman? That was when I knew that, yes, I have that woman right here in Zetahil. Because at the last days, it claims in Revelation that a woman is the religion. So if I have it, I don't get confused. I'm so happy here. You don't have to get confused. And reading wide also helps.
Followers have various reasons for joining the mission. Freddy Dankwa says he had unanswered questions that led him to Zetahil.
Why Christ came to die for us? Why is it that the prophets only come to the white race and not the black race? Questions about what we've been told in our everyday life concerning rituals and spirituality of the African and that of the Christian, the conflict that we have. We know we have a soul, as we've been told, from our childhood. And the life after death, as one say there is one, others say there is no life, and so forth.
He says he now has answers to all sorts of problems and says he knows God better now instead of being previously told to just believe. Ramatulawa, a Muslim, is now one of the more than 5,000 members of the sect. She converted 28 years ago. Now she prays 7 times a day in accordance with the teachings of Zetahil and says the confusion between the two religions comes as a result of misunderstanding. She says if Muslims and Christians across the world come together as one, she believes the world will be a nicer place. She blames the devil for the conflicts between the two religions and says the world needs to unite against the devil. She says Christians and Muslims will live in harmony if there is understanding like what they have in Zetahil. The mission says its imposing church building with a well-manicured compound was built from process of its plantation. Members help on the plantation during their free time, and the process are used to finance church activities. Afambuvi for VOA News, Accra.